something that's been going on for a long, long time, the organization Doctors Without Borders. What's the Sonoma County connection? Well, let's go straight to the source. Santa Rosa clinical psychologist Dr. Cynthia Scott is here. Dr. Cindy, good to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me today.
I'm very interested in finding out, how does someone like you start becoming involved with Doctors Without Borders?
Well, I had an interest in working internationally, cross-culturally. I'm a hometown girl, so I started even...
Montgomery High, right?
Montgomery High School, SRJC. I started volunteering at the local child abuse center, dependence center. Was interested in trauma. After getting my doctorate in clinical psychology, I loved working cross-culturally. And of course, we have many opportunities. There's in Southern California here to work with many different groups of people. But I just said, wow, I want a chance
you
to
wanna
serve.
Expand.
And work in other countries, if possible, and do a little good in the world.
What was your first assignment?
My first assignment was in a drug-resistant tuberculosis project in Uzbekistan.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, you went far your first trip abroad.
Yes, Central Asia. It's a country not a lot of people hear about.
Yeah.
And I was there for over 2 years.
Wow, that's a big commitment.
Yes.
And so what about the language issues?
I guess what people don't maybe understand about Doctors Without Borders is we hire a lot of local staff. So I don't do the work directly. I train others, and I can use interpreters to do that, or a lot of people who are bilingual. So we hire hundreds of local people.
That's fantastic, too.
Yeah,
that assists the cause itself.
Yes.
And so one of the thing that you mostly deal with when you work abroad work outside of the U.S. is trauma. And I can't imagine what you've seen and heard over the years, but it must be very dramatic and very significant.
Yes, every project is different. Doctors Without Borders is an international medical organization, so we respond to disease outbreaks, populations that are suffering from disasters or lack of access to health care. So depending on the project, most of them are emergencies, although they might be longer-term projects like the one in Uzbekistan.
And how many doctors, and I know it's not just doctors that work in Doctors Without Borders, nurses do too, and other healthcare professionals, right?
Oh, and actually, this is the other thing most people don't understand is we have a whole team of, we have to have an HR team, we have to have a finance team, and logistics is huge. I mentioned I just returned from Bangladesh.
Yes.
And so we were I was there last time this year. Little did I know I was going to be in the middle of one of the largest influx of refugees, world crisis in the world.
Yeah.
And we had one hospital there. We were already serving over 100,000 refugees in our hospital. I was running the mental health team there in the hospital. And then on August 25th, we had this massive influx. It was close to 700,000 refugees.
Good Lord.
It was unbelievable. It was during rainy season. It was basically tens of thousands of people just huddled in the mud without water, food, or shelter.
It's unimaginable.
It's unimaginable.
It really is.
And it's endless.
And it's hard to know even, where you dig in, where you begin that process. I mean, the infrastructure of Doctors Without Borders must be mighty, because it would have to be to be able to accommodate that kind of thing.
And that's what keeps me going back and accepting contracts. We had the one hospital there. We started getting the initial gunshots, bomb blast wounds, people who are the most vulnerable coming in. I had my counselors in the emergency room just comforting people for hours and hours so the medical doctors could do their work.
Yeah.
But then in such an influx, MSF, I say MSF because it's known as MSF around the world, Medicine Sans Frontières.
Yes.
And At that point, our emergency desk takes over. So we expanded. This is the miracle, watching this complete influx of supplies, medicine, building, construction, 6 new health posts. I mean, this is in places where there's not even road access,
yeah.
People just setting up shelters. And then water and sanitation, trying to get boreholes, people with clean water, because basically it was rivers of waste in these camps. And that,
well, you can't possibly begin to treat any kind of illness without having clean water available to people.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it would be a never-ending process, I'm
sure.
We
have mapping people, epidemiologists. It's this whole team that just converges on the scene. And like I said, we were first responders, so we scaled up quickly. One of my jobs is to support the mental health team and just make sure they don't go crazy.
Well, yes, physician heal thyself particular circumstance.
And,
sure.
They are the heroes in my book, because this local staff are working day after day in just the most strenuous conditions, listening to the most horrific stories. As you know, we had story after story of systematic violence and rape of women. And
yes,
it was horrible. And so just keeping them motivated, trained, energized was one of my big tasks.
What about the threat to your own person in circumstances like these?
Well, I've trusted Doctors Without Borders over the year to do great security analysis. And in many settings, I'm have to stay within a hospital setting. I'm not allowed to travel around a lot.
Yeah.
And it could be due to threats of violence, but it also could be due, like with the Ebola outbreak, it was due to biosecurity and not wanting to come in
contact with that.
With the disease. Yeah.
And it's what I find interesting about this too is how you reconcile, for example, that 2-year commitment that you made in Uzbekistan, and then coming home. Sort of how do doctors personally make that transformation or that reentry, if you will?
Yes, reentry is always an issue. I usually take a couple months between assignments just to reconnect with my culture and practice what I preach about good self-care. And we have access to, they provide good access to health care and also psychological support.
Imperative, I would think. Imperative.
Yeah. And I'm all for it, just making sure we have access to that, but then also getting opportunities like this to share is really wonderful.
Well, it's important for us because you know, we love to know and to hear about and to celebrate, you know, the efforts that people make inside of our borders and outside of our borders.
Well, and what's so amazing to me when I come home is how many people have been donating for years to Doctors Without Borders and have never actually met someone.
I think that's I think you're right.
Yeah.
And that's why I wondered too about you know, the numbers in terms of how many healthcare participants from Sonoma County are involved with Doctors Without Borders.
Well, you know, I don't know all the numbers, because between assignments we are actually unemployed. We don't, but we do have I know of at least one person who lives here, and in the Bay Area there's a group of 20 to 50 people that gather every couple months from the greater Bay Area. But it's because I think what makes us unique is because we're just relying on private donations. We don't answer to governments or religious organizations.
What a concept.
And we're able to really focus on just doing good medicine, responding quickly. And so I'm so touched by these people who are committed to us. It really gives us this independence that we need. And we can stay neutral. We can be impartial. We can actually...
You're just doing the work.
Yeah. We're just down there doing it. And this is what I really appreciate about the organization.
Well, you just got back from Bangladesh. Mm. Do you know where you're headed next?
I'm not sure. So it's a bit of a precarious lifestyle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Very nomadic. Literally nomadic.
Yeah. And sometimes I've stayed in the States, depending on my family situation, yeah, and done some teaching or done some short-term assignments here. But I've really enjoyed the work.
Well, let's keep following you, if it's okay
That's
with you.
That's great.
And I'm happy to hear about this. It's absolutely fascinating to me. That is a clinical psychologist, Dr. Cynthia Scott, a part of Doctors Without Borders. Thanks for being here today, Doctor.
Thank you.
Very fascinating subject.